pretty much this month last year where I did for Help the Heroes, it was a 12-day triathlon. So every single day for the 12 days, I did either run a marathon, swim 13 miles, cycle 100 miles, or do the three peaks. So it was pretty much 12 days in a row where I covered, well, four marathons, 400 miles cycling, and 30 miles swimming. And yeah, it was horrible.
But you completed it okay? You come out of it unscathed?
Completed it okay. Well, okay as okay can be. Came out with a couple of injuries, but now okay. Yeah, recovered. Just
what was the hardest part of it?
Cycling.
Really?
I underestimate the cycling so much. Yeah, and I ended up, because swimming when I started training was my weakest. I couldn't swim 20 lengths without getting out of breath.
Yeah.
But in the end, those were the days I enjoyed the most, and it took me 9.5 hours of continuous swimming. And that was my most enjoyable day.
Nine and a half hours continuous swimming.
Front crawl. How crazy is that? Yeah.
But
the cycling I hated. Yeah.
But see, the cycling is the bit I would quite enjoy. Because you're like, la, 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 la.
Oh, you're sitting down for a
start. Yeah, you're sitting down. You can have a little look around. It's like, not you're out in the fresh air. Swimming, it's just...
I know.
That's just horrible. Boring.
Yeah, it was, to be fair, but I don't know why, I just could just zone out and chill out. I think with the cycling, I was just more conscious about being hit by a car.
Right, yeah, yeah. I can imagine that. Yeah, you've got to watch out, but you don't get that many cars in the swimming pool. But congratulations on getting through that. That is stout. You haven't done anything like that,
Nothing
Derek?
Like that, that's mental.
No?
I mean, 10K has been my... the most I've done race wise. I've not the swimming, like you say, I'm poor at swimming. Yeah. Diving, you've seen my prowess at diving. Tom Daly in the making.
Well, we went diving a couple of weeks ago. We went and were taught down at Leeds City Diving by James Denny, Team GB's James Denny. And he took us off of all of the boards, including the 10-metre board as well.
Yeah.
And it was quite tough, wasn't it?
Yeah, still got the bruises, so
honestly,
still feeling the pain.
Do you know what? My coccyx is just recovered. And I don't think I've ever said that on radio my life. But I have just recovered from it.
Yeah.
And the bruises have now gone.
Yeah.
But it's taken that long for them to go.
How many points did you get?
I don't think I got any.
8.9 all round, I think. Synchronisation.
Definitely. Now, James, you've been working on something for a little while, and this is this website that you've come to talk to us about this morning, which is allshapeup.com. Give us the pitch for the website.
So, All Shape Up, I suppose the way you can think about it is from anywhere in the world, as long as you've got an internet connection, you can have access to your own personal hub where you have over 100 healthy recipes and you have over 100 workout videos from beginner to advanced. You've got yoga, you've got military fitness, body sculpt. You've got pretty much everything that you might need, and you can do it from your own living room. There's minimum equipment required and it's available any time that you could ever want it.
Well, it sounds pretty simple.
Good.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. So are you going to try? Are you trying to be the new Joe Wicks?
No, I don't want to.
He's so annoying. It's unbelievable.
Is he really?
Oh.
Do you know what? He came in and did an interview with in the studio. This is a while ago, but I didn't see him. Didn't see him. I wasn't around at the time.
Oh man, it's too annoying for
is
me.
Is he annoying?
It's just in his face.
My wife loves his book.
His books are good, to fit. I've actually got them, I won't lie.
Is it the 15-minute thing or so? I can't remember.
Yes,
what is it?
That's it. Not going to lie, I wouldn't mind being the Northern version. That'd be quite cool.
Yeah, that's okay.
The Northern drone one. That'd work for me.
Well, why not? Why not, indeed? So this has been a passion of yours for a while, I would imagine.
Yeah, massively. I mean, I've always been, obviously, into health and fitness, and then it's taken just over 3 years to actually get this site up and running. I mean, the team that I've got now supporting me is superb. I mean, Kate, the yoga instructor, is probably the best yoga instructor that I've ever met. Anushka, the chef, I mean, her food is unreal. But then from the back of house to the systems guys, they designed the Ryder Cup software. And so they're really good. And the system itself, you can completely personalise your homepage. You can do it on your phone, your TV. It's superb. It really is good.
Oh, right. So does it work like as an app, or does it work as a website? How does it work?
It's a website at the moment, but it's all what you call responsive. So on your, say, your iPhone, for example, it's all, you don't have to pinch and zoom it and things like that. So it's all easily accessible. And then next year, the plan will be to launch an app to go inside it as well.
Mm. Matt, I've got an aunt that's always asked me about exercises to do and that sort of carry on, because she's got no idea. I've told her to do squats and that sort of thing, which is, oh, I can't do them, they're too hard. But for people that don't really do exercise, like you say, you can just do it in the comfort of your own home, so it must be good for people like that.
Exactly. So, I mean, two of the main sort of target markets that I suppose that we're going for is, one, people who they've not really had much of an introduction to exercise before, or they might find a gym environment quite intimidating.
Yeah.
Hello, my name's Darren. Nice to meet you. How you doing? All right. Good to meet you. Good to meet you.
And also everybody who's sort of like, you know, busy people, I guess. In this day and age, everyone's busy, so who might not have enough time to go to a gym 3, 4, 5 times a week. And the
hello,
people...
my name's Darren. It's very nice to meet you. How you doing? All right. Good to meet you. Good to meet you.
Exactly.
You better take notes.
Yeah. I am. Don't worry. I'm worrying. This is like made for me. This is. I don't have any time. I have no compunction to go to the gym. Yep. Whatsoever at the moment. I just cannot get into. I pay £10 a month for a gym, and I haven't been for like 4 or 5 months. I just have not got the time. But I know you need to make time. You need to make time. But my times are going to get even worse though, because I'm going to be picking up the daughter from school.
Yeah.
From like tomorrow onwards. So as soon as I finish here, that's it. I'm off back. Then I'm never going to get a chance to go to the gym. So something like this probably could work for someone like me.
Yeah. So I suppose the good thing about this is the workouts range from 15 minutes up to an hour.
Right.
And you don't have any of the commute time. You can just get up 15, 20 minutes earlier, do a workout, and then carry on with your day. So it's great to start it, and it's just convenient more than anything for anybody out there.
Because it's a really competitive marketplace at the moment, fitness. And, you know, there's lots of books out there. There's lots of apps out there at the moment. I know my wife is using one, which is like a 7-minute thing. I can't remember what it's called. But there's always something new that's sort of coming out. What's the hook? What do you think is going to make people go to Wall Shape Up rather than something else?
For me, it's just... what I want to try and create is almost like a bit of a community and a bit of a hub. So you can come to us for that trusted advice. You can get all like the truths about sort of like fats and what's good to eat, what's not to eat. And we're not going to tell you all you can eat is chicken and broccoli. We're going to tell you and teach you that a balanced diet is the way forward. And with a little bit of exercise, that is how you're going to, you know, lose weight, get in shape and feel better about yourself. And... the product that we're just launching now for a whole year, if you pre-order it, because it goes live on the 1st of November, but you can pre-order it now for just £35 for a year. So, you know, it's cheap. And that is one of the reasons why I wanted it to be cheap, is so it's affordable for all.
Right, yeah.
So we can really grow on that and then grow the service, grow the site. It's just so it becomes completely bespoke then.
Right. 35 quid for the year, and so that gives you access to what? For 35 quid, what does that give you access to?
Everything. So all the recipes, all the workouts, and that is just a one-off payment, £35, and you get it for 365 days until you renew your subscription. And any extra features we add on, so eventually what I want to do is create, so you've got recommendations on there, we've got new recipes all the time, new workouts all the time, new trainers, and it's still just in that one price.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Pretty decent.
That's not bad at all, is it? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. How much exercise should we be doing a day?
I mean, it completely depends on the individual, what your background is, what you've done before. For someone who's just wanting to, you know, lose a bit of weight, feel a bit better about themselves, tone up a little bit, 3 to 4 is absolutely fine. You'd generally say 3 minimum.
Three
is good to begin with if you've never
three
done
what?
Anything before. 3 times a week.
Three
times.
I was going to say
three workouts a week.
I think it's 3 minutes a week. Do that.
3 minutes a week.
No problem. I mean, sign me up.
And then, if you're looking to, you know, really increase that fitness level, if you already train, then you can up it a little bit. You can do maybe like 5 days a week, for example, and really sort of like pick and choose the workouts. So, for example, some of the military fitness workouts, they are really hard. really
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, I've done one of them before. Yeah, it's not inspiring me.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Yeah.
I did that with there's a couple, is it British Military Fitness? And
yes.
They do like boot camp things.
Yeah.
God, that hurts.
Yeah, they are superb. Yeah. They are great.
Stop stealing oxygen, all that.
I actually thought I was dying at one point. You know where like people say that you can smell things when you're dying? Well, I could just smell cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Not bacon.
No, not bacon. Yeah, I couldn't smell bacon. I could smell cheeseburgers. I'm thinking, Is this my way? My body's way of telling me that's it. You're coming to the end.
I used to do a lot of 10Ks, and I used to start almost like a mirage. See, like steaks in front of me and all that sort of thing.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How many 10Ks have you done then?
I've not done one for years, but I used to do them all the time. And
really?
I used to raise money for charity a lot, so
right.
Getting a point where folk were saying, Derek, are you actually raising money for charity, or are you just getting money off us again?
So really? Was that often? Was,
yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome.
I just stopped raising money for charity and just done it.
We should do one.
Yeah.
Now, Derek is worried because the last time he committed to something on air,
yeah.
he had to then jump off a 10-metre dive board.
I'll do it if you do it.
A 10K.
That's it. There we go. We'll all train, all shape up, and we'll do a 10K next year. Next summer. There'll be a Leeds 10K.
Yeah, there was one just recently, was there not?
There is quite a few 10Ks up this neck of the woods, I must admit.
Next year, that's a long time.
That is a long time. I could probably say yes to that.
Right.
And then people will forget about
Let's do it.
By next year, won't they?
I'll drum up. No, they won't.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure they won't
not
forget?
Not if you have me back.
You want me? Yeah.
All right, okay. I'll tell you what. If I can do a 10K by next year, then yeah, okay. All right. I'll do it here.
I'll look into it.
Might have to walk 9.9K of it, but I'll be there. Don't you worry. I'll be there.
There you go. Another crazy.
What have we done? Already this week. This week we're going and doing gymnastics with Niall Wilson, bronze medalist at the Olympics. Yeah. So we're going to go and have a little go at that. Yeah. I don't know really what. I mean, I probably could do a forward tumble.
Yeah, I'm doing a floor routine.
Are you going to do a floor routine? Maybe. I think that
lots of cartwheels.
I think some of the dancing. I think with the ribbon thing.
Yes.
I think I could do that. I think I could do that quite easily. I would be graceful. But as for like you know pommel horse or high bars, I wouldn't mind having a go at the high bars actually. If they've got one of those straps that just in case you like
yeah.
fall.
Yeah, safety net.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'd need one of those.
Yeah.
James, this sounds really, really good. I mean, this sounds like, because like we said earlier, you do see there's a lot of different, like, diet fans. There's a lot of different sort of exercise things that come out. And I think it's quite difficult for a lot of people if they're thinking about going into one, like you've said earlier on, going to a gym can be, I don't know, a bit off-putting for some people because you just sort of feel like, you know, there's lots of people just looking at you and thinking, what are you doing?
But I've
often felt that when I've gone to a gym.
Yeah, the thing is, I used to tell people as well, people are not, in the nicest possible way, people are not interested in you. They're just interested in themselves. I don't know if you agree with that. When they go into the gym and they're, like you say, people are looking at me, but they're, honestly, they don't even pay attention to you.
Yeah, but when something this good looking walks into a gym,
it's hard not to.
How can you not look around and say, whoa,
oh,
things have just stepped up?
Yeah, and a lot of the clients that are personal trainers as well. Generally speaking, I train them at their own home or sort of outside in the parks,
right?
Because they don't like that gym environment. They find it boring as well. Whereas these workouts are so varied, you know, and they're going to be updated all the time. So you have got literally something every time you work out that's different.
Yeah.
So you don't just go to the gym, go on a cross trainer for half an hour, then come off that and go on the rower for 20 minutes, which, you know, is good for you and it's great for you, you know, depending on what you're
boring
training for.
No way, boring.
But it does get a little bit boring.
Yeah.
Coming from the guy who swam 9.5 hours in the swimming
yeah,
pool.
Yeah, exactly. How many, actually, in total, how many miles did you do in total, running, swimming, biking?
Oh, I can't remember, actually. It was 400 miles cycling.
Wow.
Four marathons, which is 26.2 miles.
Fancy doing that next year.
That's over 100 miles.
40 miles swimming and the three national peaks. Well, the three peaks, so I don't know.
I'm going to say that's quite a bit. Yes, quite a bit. So the website is allshapeup.com.
Yep, that's correct.
And it's when's this all go live? When can people get
it? Goes live on the 1st of November.
Right.
So not far away. And if you pre-order it now, you can get it for £35. So it's available to pre-order now. And we've got, you can catch up all the news on our Facebook page and our Instagram page and things like that.
All right, brilliant stuff. James, it sounds a really good idea.
Yeah.
So congratulations on it. Well done. And, well, we'll see you at 10K next year.
We will.
I'm sure about that. I've committed to it now.
That's it.
You made me do this, Derek. Listen, really, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really, really appreciate it. I sort of get the feeling I don't want you to come back now. I don't know why. Cheers for coming in, James. Thanks very much.